I'm a track, I gotta boost up the stats. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday. I just selling drugs on my workplace. I put on a show like a church day. Ching bing and Mike Boop with the wordplay. I teed up like my birthday. Come fuck with the thug on a Thursday. Nigga, we gangin', whole lot of entertainment. Bottles on ice, I got dope in the papers. Love all around and on top of the head. Fuck with the show, cause you know it's the truth. I be with Chin Bing and I fuck with my boots. Hop in the coupe, so poppin', I'm droppin' the roof. You gotta relax, you can hop in it too. I'm stuck in the glue, but listen, how can you suspend my shoes? Yo, y'all are 2 minutes, this hip-hop new. Thug on Thursday, gonna run up the views. Trap, trap, I'm a trap. I gotta boost up the stats. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday. I be selling drugs at my workplace. I put on a show like a church day. Ching Bing and Mike Poop with the wordplay. I teed up like my birthday. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday. Thugged Out Thursday.
Thugged Out Thursday.
Yo, this is Thugged Out Thursdays, and it's your boy, Ching Bing.
It's your motherfucking boy, No Grand Booth, East Coast Pre-Roll King. You already know, let's get it. And we got a legendary guest in the building, man. A legendary guest, he's from the Q Borough. Let's let him know who it is, baby.
This is Tragedy.
Tragedy Gaddafi, man, 2-5, Queensbridge, man.
Let's give it up.
Ever.
Come on, man. Yo, man. Listen to me, man.
I'm so happy you're here.
If it wasn't for you, my brother, nobody would know about CNN. And not even to really even get on that, you are a legendary lyricist. Your bars is on 1,000, and they always been on 1,000.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? I want to give it up to you, my brother.
Appreciate
salute.
It, thank you. World of Mother, man. That's what I do it for.
All right, now, for people that don't know who Gaddafi is and where you from, I want you to school of people on your history.
Like who Gaddafi is, man. I just relate what I've been through and relate what I see, man.
And when did you start doing this,
like making music?
Right, making music.
Oh, man, I started making music like when I was like 12.
Like 12, all right. Who gave you that first platform your first deal? Like, who brought you to your first deal?
Well, actually, like, at first, nobody gave me a platform. Like, what a lot of people don't know, like, I put my first record out with my DJ. His name was Hot Day, Peace to Hot Day from Queensbridge. That was my first DJ. We put our first record out ourselves because nobody wanna fuck with us.
And what was the name of that record?
It was called Live from USA.
Yeah.
Dope. Yeah, I remember that.
They used to have a skating ring in Queens.
What was the name of that?
It was called USA.
Oh, USA.
And I was the DJ there. And I went there and I did some shit and we recorded it and we was like, yo, let's just press it up because like ain't nobody showing us no love. So, you know, we just pressed it up, man. Like, we went and pressed our own record up. And then I did another joint right after that, and I did it to, like, a Schoolie D record. And they was playing my joint more than the Schoolie D record on the radio.
Wow.
And so, like, the label was Tough City, matter of fact. Aaron Fuchs owned the label. And he called the radio station and was like, he stopped them from playing it because they was playing my joint more. Whoa.
Word?
Artifacts.
Yo.
Wow, that's real, man.
That was, like, my first spark, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, did a label reach out to you, or did somebody bring you to the label?
Initially, the first label I went through, like, it was through Molly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted.
All right, let the people know who Molly is. Molly Mall, let them legendary.
You know, Molly Mall is one of the pillars in hip hop. You know what I'm saying? You gotta like understand, like Molly was like, you have records like. You ain't have records like Eric B and Rakim coming out with Paid in Full, the whole album, that first album. Like, I was in the room when it was recorded, that shit. Like, my standard is different.
Yeah, let's be clear.
Like, my standard is like Rakim, Kane, and G-Rap. Like,
and that, and yo,
that's a serious standard.
Definitely.
That. Tragedy, at that time, it was the intelligent hoodlum.
That
am I correct? Oh, that came a little later?
That came a little later.
We're going to get to that.
Yeah,
that came a little later? Okay.
Artifacts. Yeah.
So, how was that feeling being around Marley Marl, which was a pillow in this hip hop, you know.
Like, you gotta understand, like, where I come from. Like, where I come from, like, I never thought, like, I would even be in that situation. Like, I dreamed about that shit, like. So I never thought it would happen.
Right.
But, like, I ran him down so much, like, even now I'm aggressive.
Right.
Like, later on I was aggressive with other projects. Like, I'm aggressive, but I'm silent aggressive.
Right.
But I'm aggressive. Like, once I believe in something, nobody can tell me no. Like, that shit doesn't come. I don't understand that shit. You know what I'm saying? No. So I just kept running Marley down. I was like, going to his crib every day. You know, I'm hungry. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
That's dope.
That's me. You know what I'm saying? Get next step. Like, what did Marley do? Like, did Marley bring you to the label after that and started working on your project?
Well, what it was is Marley had, at the time, they had a radio station.
Right.
It was called the Rap Attack.
Right. And on what station was it?
That was on WBLS, 107.5.
And that was before Hot 97, yeah, 105.
Yeah, because you had back. You only had two stations.
I'm going to let the fans know.
Yeah, let me let the fans know. This is before all of that.
It's only like two stations.
You only had,
stations.
That's right.
Yeah, it's only
right.
Two stations.
You had two stations. You had 98.7.
Right.
Which was Red Alert.
Yeah. Right, yes.
Then you had
Shout out to Red Alert.
Yeah, peace to Uncle. Right. I love you, Uncle. Mm-hmm. And you had 107.5, which is WBLS. You had Marley and Magic. So it was like a competition.
Right.
And then you know how shit, things just the boroughs evolve. And, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, this was the Queen side. And that was the Manhattan and Bronx side. So, you know. They was at each other's neck, you know what
right.
I'm saying? So, like, for you to be on that station meant, like, yo, like, even right now, like, if you get on Flex Show, like, the younger up-and-coming artist.
That was, Flex Show is what one of
Yeah, your aura's up, like, you know what I'm saying?
Back
like,
in the days.
Yeah, right. So, like, for me to get on that was, like, a big deal. When, like I said, I kept running Marley down, and it was the Juice Crew era. So
right.
You had, like, you had King. Mm-hmm. And even though Rakim and Eric B and Rakim wasn't a part of the Juice Crew, Marley still produced them.
Right.
So they were still like kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, they was part of the team some way, somehow.
Yeah, like the circle, the faculty was like, that shit was like immaculate. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so like to come through that, you know, and for me, you know, for me to really try to get on that. And after a while, like, you know, I got on one, I did two joints. I did Coke, matter of fact, I did three joints. My first joint, I did a joint called Coke Is It.
Mm-hmm. So that's when Marley believed that, yo, you it.
Yeah.
Right.
And then later on, I did a joint called The Rebel Is Here, Live Motivator, which Marley put on In Control Volume 1.
Right.
With, you know, the whole symphony and shit, like, and that shit blew up, man. But, like, you know, like, it's funny because, like, one of the things, like, that hinders a lot of artists, like, if you look at certain dudes, plight.
Right.
One of the main things that gets in the way is jail. If I didn't go to prison at 16,
right.
And I was on that symphony,
right.
I wasn't on the symphony. That's one thing. Like I.
So that held you back.
Yeah. I would have murdered that shit.
That held them back for a minute. But when you came, you know, you went through the system young also. So at an early age, because that was back. What year?
Like such as yourself.
Yeah,
I went through like at 16.
Yeah, 16. Right.
So when I came home, but I came home to be in a video, like,
yeah,
I just came home.
What video was that?
And you know what's crazy? I don't know if I, you know what, but yeah. Peace to the God, Big Daddy Kane.
Yeah, Big Daddy Kane, yo. Big Daddy
King
Kane.
King Asiatic, God of Law. That's my true. Big bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I came home,
that nigga's hip-hop.
I just was able to make the video, but I wasn't able to make the song.
Right.
So, you know, I came through and Marley was like, you know, like, it's funny, I was watching Dave Chappelle shit, and he was like, yo, if anybody in the industry know, if somebody comes up on you and asks you, are you working on something, you lie.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I just straight lied. I was like, Molly was like, yo, you was writing up north? I was like, hell yeah, I ain't write shit.
But he was bluffing him.
Son, but this nigga, when I left, he had a bullshit Cougar.
Yeah.
I come back, this nigga got a cherry red 525. I never smelled new leather in the car before.
Ooh.
When I smelled that shit, ooh-ah, I lied. Yeah. I was like, that shit smell like money, man.
Yo, I'm
going to be... I was like,
hey, yo, boo.
That shit smell
That's real, man.
Good.
And yo,
That's real. So that influenced you more.
Yo, listen, let me tell you something, man. This is a different podcast right now. This is Tragedy Gaddafi. This is a close friend of mine. This is the first person that taught me the industry, how to work, how to get money, and put my first name on one of his albums that he put out, and I executive produced it. And I was like, when he was like, nah, you dope, you know what you're doing. I was like, I was telling him, get out of there. I was like, you know, I was, you know, at that time, my nephew was probably like 13, 12, but we was telling him, you gotta relax, we ain't ready. You got, I was ignoring him at the time.
Leader was ready, leader was coming up.
Yo, and he gave me a position in the music industry that I didn't know existed. That's when I was like, oh shit, I know a little something. And he was like, nah, you focused. And we worked on a project together, and we worked on a few projects together.
Thugged Out Thursday.
I got a question. Can I ask you a question? Gaddafi, did you already have 25 Life Entertainment when you met Capone out of state, and you said you put him in the studio or something like that?
I already had 25 Life. Right. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And it's like, when I met Capone,
hold on, you can't talk about me.
Woo! We got Capone in the building.
You talk about me and you met me, and I ain't motherfucking him.
All right.
Now tell him
that's for Capone.
You want me to take over and tell him how you... Nah, you ain't gonna, nah, we can't say how you met me because I knew you my whole life.
Yeah. True, but no, we came up
for the music.
It was different, like...
We came up from different sides of the project.
What like, projects like, was those? Let them know what projects that was.
Let me put this in the
proper... It don't make sense.
Let me put this in the proper perspective, right? Hold on. Can I get a drink?
Of course.
Of course.
All right, bet, right? I'm from 12th Street.
Okay.
He's from the 41st side of Vernon, right? Our blocks always had beef. This stemmed from breakdancing days. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to take it to the realness to where anybody from Queensbridge, they can vouch for this. It started with Ty Nitty. That's part of Infamous Mob, okay, right? Yeah. We had a battle one day, yeah, and the best break dancers from our block went to his block, and me and Ty Nitty killed them niggas. So they spit. Listen, no, this is real. This is real. I was ill.
Nah,
we Ty Nitty was ill with the windmills and all that. I was the popping nigga, right? Nah, this is real. This is real.
This is hip hop. This is hip hop.
This is real talk. Big John, right? Big John. Big John. Rest in peace, Big John. You know, he spit at us, and they got on Ty Nitty. So at that moment, you know, this is like 86, 87. We fought. You know, the little niggas fought the little niggas. The big niggas fought the big niggas. And that beef resonated until generations of niggas. You know what I mean? A whole different, like, our block never got along with each other.
Wow.
But then, somehow, some way, our blocks start fucking with each other. You know what I mean? Littles was fucking with niggas from our block. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. You know, make a long story short. Mm-hmm. I was up north getting money. Mm-hmm. I was in Troy, New York. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I was fucking with a nigga named Wonderful, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. He was a rapper. Mm-hmm. He used to rap like, motherfucker, bitch, motherfucker, suck a dick. He was like Tekashi 6ix9ine, but from Queens. But he was dope. He was dope. But it was just that he was older than us. And, you know, me being young, I looked at it like, all right, nigga, you rapping crazy. But he could have got signed now with the way music is now. But then it was different. You couldn't rhyme like that.
You had to have
a little bit of aura. Yeah. And his aura, he was dope, but it was just not ready for that moment. Yeah. So he went and he went to the studio. He said, I'm about to get on. I'm about to go to the studio with Jam Master J and all this. Rest in peace, Jam Master J. So he goes to New York. He goes to the studio with Jam Master J, and J.O. Felony is there. And it just so happened that Traj is there. So my man Wonderful spit, motherfucker, sit me down. You know, he kicking his shit. He was dope. But like I said, at the time, niggas wasn't ready for it.
Right.
But he's at the same moment. He know I'm from Queensbridge. He know Traj is from Queensbridge. He like, yo, I'm up north getting money with a nigga named Capone. Ooh. Traj like, Capone? Yeah. Nigga named Kyan. He like, oh, that's my nigga. So now, The niggas called me, like, yo, come down to the city. Mind you, I'm in Troy, New York. I'm like 3-4 hours away. So I'm like, damn, I can't get down there right now. They're like, yes, you can, huh? My first instinct, call a fiend. I call a fiend, nigga, yo, I got something for you to drive me down to New York City. He like, bet. Drives me to New York City. I make it to the studio in time. Who do I see? Trash. J.O. Felony and Jam Master J.
Thugged Out Thursday.
Huh?
We ended up, me and him ended up being like, yo, listen, man, shit the fuck.
No, you gotta, you know, you gotta skip a point, because this is the funny part.
Gotta tell your story,
No, you gotta, I'm gonna let you tell you, but you skip, you gonna skip the funny part.
This is
funny part was, Jam Master J was like, yo, everybody freestyle. So, you know, everybody go in, and my man won, like, skippy dippy yum. So now, you know, Nigga Jam Master J like, yo, who the fuck is that nigga? Trash like, that's my nigga from the hood. He like, yo, I like the way that nigga rhyme, like, woo dee woo. Trash like, yeah, you know, he a shooter though. Like, I don't know if he rap, I don't know what the fuck, whatever. So now, excuse me, Trash like, yo, I ain't know you rap, nigga. I'm like, yeah, nigga, you know, I'm fronting though. Like, I'm, yeah. Nigga tell me I'm hot. I'm front. Like, yeah, I'm hot, nigga. I'm gassed. Nigga, right. I'm like, yeah, I rap. Knowing I wasn't really rap, nigga. I'm getting money. You know what I'm saying? So now, Trash, like,
a DJ. A lot of niggas
don't know. I know he DJ. I was a DJ.
I was at a barbecue with Capone. And Capone was like this.
I was a DJ.
He killed that.
I was a DJ.
No, he killed that.
I was a DJ.
Scratching everything.
I was a DJ, but look.
You gotta do the DJ.
But look.
Don't go to DJ.
Look. Calmate, papi. Look, so the nigga Trash, like, y'all didn't know you rap? He like, what you doing? I'm like, you know, I'm here with one. One told me to come down here. He like, man, fuck that nigga. Let's get out of here, nigga. What you doing? This Trash was up. Trash had the crib in Jersey. He was getting a lot of money.
Listen.
Hold on. I got to tell you a story. Hold on.
You about to skip something.
Let him say.
I want the people to know, as hot as a motherfucker out here, so I'm sweating. I am not on drugs.
Come on.
You know what
come
I'm
on,
saying?
Trash.
It's hot.
Both. We leave the studio, wrote his ball. From that night on, we was inseparable. You know what I'm saying? Like, every day we was together. Like, you know what I mean? This is a time, like, boom, I did the Intelligent Hoodlum album. Mm. Then I did the second Intelligent Hoodlum album.
Yeah, bro.
And the second Intelligent Hoodlum album had more radio hits on it.
Right.
But I didn't get the response I wanted for the people. Like, it's a hard thing being an artist, and you get a certain kind of love, and you young, you look for that love. You know what I'm saying? You dependent. Like, and if you don't get it, if you ain't ready mentally for that shit'll fuck you up emotionally.
Yeah.
So I wound up going back to the bridge. I was like, yo, I'm down south. I bought a house down south in Jonesboro. So I'm like, yo, man, I told my lady, I was like, yo, I'm out. She was like, when you coming back? I was like, I'm not coming back.
Thugged Out Thursday.
I was like, yo, I'm out. Because I'm in my backyard writing rhymes. And every joint I'm writing, I'm like, this shit is... You know when your shit is not up to put, dog.
Yeah.
You like, I was like, I said, yo, but I got to go. You know what? I said, I don't know what to do, but to go back where it started from. Anyway, long story longer, I meet up with this fucking... I mean, with this dude.
Talking about Capone.
We leave the studio every day. But I'm like, yo, son, listen, I'm going to put you in the studio. The nigga Ayatollah who went on a piece to Ayatollah, he went on to produce Mos Def's first gold record. That was my producer. I bought him his first MPC. You know what I'm saying?
Talk to him.
Nah, it's an artifact. Yeah. I brought him to Ayatollah, and I was like, yo, make him a beat. So he playing joints or whatever. And I'm like, yo, nah, we need that joint. And it was boom, 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 doo, 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 Sugar Hill. Niggas came out with Sugar Hill. We had that shit first.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying, you know, nothing disparaging.
I already said that. I already told you that shit. Me and A
and
got
it
was that
so
clear.
Similar,
me,
I was like.
No. But me, A, and LES, we got that clear. We already know what happened with that.
Son.
We got that clear. Now, shout out to AZ, my brother.
Yeah,
I love
AZ,
him.
Man. I love
shout
him.
Out to LES, I love him. We got that clip.
He was out with us at the CNN.
I'm happy it was him. Yeah.
We bonding, doing our thing and shit, but we doing things, shit is going on, you know, and it's like, he keep telling me about his man and shit. And I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I did the same thing. I ain't gonna lie, I did the same. I'm not always right. Not always right. I did the same thing with Havoc. And, you know, I was wrong. It was a wrong call. Havoc brought me Prodigy. Mm-hmm. I was like, yo, this is my man. Yo, we gonna be a group. And I was
rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace. And he was like, yo, yo. And Prodigy said a rhyme, and I was like, I don't like this shit. And I'm a Leo. Like, I wear my shit on my sleeve. Like, I just, you can't always do that. Some niggas take offense to that shit. Like, it ain't hold that forever. Niggas will hold that shit forever. And you not, you just, you know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Your mind.
But, you know, everybody can't eat that type of food. Right. So, but that was a wrong call. Mm-hmm. That nigga went in the hospital, came out, and I was like, yo, how the fuck is he whamming like that? What was he on his deathbed? Like, what the fuck is he? Nah, I'm not being funny, though. I'm not. No, rest in peace,
real,
surprise.
That's
but
real.
That's what I said. I was like, what the fuck did he see? Did he, like, go and come back? Like, this nigga sound crazy. And I know, like, he, but he's talking, like, it sounds, I believe him. Mm-hmm. But I know it's not, you know, but I believe him. You know what I'm saying? But he did it so well.
Right.
And it's like, you know, same thing with Pone. He was like, with Norby. He was like, yo, my man. I was like, but then when he brought Norby through and I see this nigga, I was like, oh, this fucking pizza. Because his sister had brought him to me when I was on my Jollibee shit.
What's like, Jollibee?
A Jollibee is a 3/4, you know what I'm saying?
All right, cool.
With a koofy, ain't nobody smacking a koofy either.
I know.
A koofy.
Oh, three, you gotta relax. One, two, three, you gotta relax.
I can't relax.
I didn't know what Jollibee was.
Nah, that real shit though.
I remember
you was on
that. It just sounded hard.
India was like, yo, I want you to talk to my brother. He keep getting in trouble. And so I went, this was Norby, probably was like 10 or some shit. And I went and talked to the nigga, and I ain't really talked to him too long. See, the way the nigga just looked at me, like, I don't want to kick him in his ass and shit. Because the nigga just was awesome, like, and I was like, yo, you know what? You unreachable right now.
Nigga can't get through.
So now, when we met at Queens Plaza, and I was like, this nigga? This is the nigga you was waiting for? Oh, hell no.
Thugged Out Thursday.
So what happened? So you get Norby come, you tell him that. How's the first impression of Norby and Capone in the studio at the same time?
This is what's amazing.
Okay.
This is amazing.
Talk to me.
But we ain't gonna turn this into a
No.
You know what I'm saying? But what's amazing is chemistry.
Yeah.
Like, see, that album came together like that because, like, some niggas is just nasty. Don't get me wrong. You got a nigga in the upper room that's just hard. I was like, damn, this nigga's nasty.
Talk about that.
The fat nigga, the short fat nigga. I was like, this nigga's nasty. Yeah. I actually met him before in Jamaica, too.
Right. Cook the macho.
Yeah. But, like, you got some niggas that's just naturally ill and all that. Like, it's innate in them.
This is that.
But then you got some that's like, when they come together, it's a certain kind of chemistry. Because, like, when you live together, and you breathe together, you kind of believe together.
Mm.
And you start meshing and gelling, like, and it was crazy. Like, when I look back at that time, like, there's a lot of dudes I could have fucked with after that, but I'm a type, like, if I ain't gonna put me in it, right, I can't fuck with it. And that's like, it's not just business or creativity, it's an emotional commitment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Cause like, you ride with that. Mm-hmm. That's what a lot of people don't understand.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? I hope they get it one day, though. But listen, though, so boom, right?
Yeah.
We living in, rest in peace to Miss Barbara Holly. You know what I'm saying? Because
rest in peace,
what a lot of people don't realize, and I gotta say this, like, I love my mother. You know what I'm saying? I don't take nothing from my mom. Mom's a queen, rest in peace. But like, she understood what needed to be done at the time, poor moms. She was like, yo, all y'all moving the crib. Keep it real.
Yeah,
she gave me the key, everybody, and she didn't give him the key.
Yeah,
am I lying?
I'm you,
my mom's washed niggas'
piece
clothes.
Piece,
she gave me the key.
Yo, she used to.
But you know what?
My mother washed everybody's clothes. Mine, his,
right,
Norris, Rafiq's, and Uber.
Yo, that was one of the most beautiful. Yeah, she was a Leo like me, so me and her just bonded. But she was one of the most like beautiful people I ever met because like I always wanted that coming up. And I used to get on his neck. Because, you know, he'll come in one day with blood on him, shot. Or he'll come in one day, he done all type of shit. And she be too. Because I'm like, yo, my nigga, stop playing with that. But I ain't mad at him because, you know, I did it to Moms too. And that's such his life. But yeah, we young. But yo, she really moved everybody in the crib, my nigga. She worked at night. She did the nursing thing. And you know us, we going crazy. But it's all making the music ill, like. And I go,
So y'all start living together, right?
Yeah.
At this point, how many records do y'all got made before you? Where the record was like, oh shit, with the explode. What was the explosion record for y'all to be like, we in the game, like we got it, we got something.
Let me go back to a certain point, right? Because we got Traj here, so I want to give y'all a little basis of what me and Traj went through before, because he skipped a lot.
Yeah, he skipped.
And what he skipped is the legwork we put in before that.
Okay.
Of Nori coming home.
Yeah.
You know, you can't forget the butt naked Tim Dogs. Mm. You know, we made record. You can't forget the Faith Newmans. Mm. You know, you can't forget the Big L's. You know what I'm saying? Because that's who he had me running around with.
Right.
You know, like when he first believed in me, it wasn't about Nori at that point. It was about me.
Yeah. Of course.
And that's what made a difference when Nori came in the picture. But at that time, I had a solo deal in place.
Yeah.
I had a situation in place that he produced for me. I was making records with Butt Naked Tim Dog. For the people that don't know who Butt Naked Tim Dog is, he did Drew Hill, Jodeci, Mary J. Blige, Lost Boys. That's when we made Get the Cream. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's when we made Get the Cream.
Mm.
I had told her the beat, and then Butt Naked Tim Dog had his girls that he was artists that he was putting out at the time. Sing, yeah, it wasn't Mona Lisa.
Oh yeah, the other one was
his other chick. They wound up being his wife, I think.
Yeah.
She wound up singing on a joint. You know what I'm saying? It was three of them. So she went.
But he married all three of them?
No.
It was just three. The singer was like backup singers.
That was a good one. Nah, but you know, and then after that, you know, we had the record. And this was the record that was supposed to get me on.
What
and
was Traj, the name of it?
Like, it was Get the Cream.
Get the Cream.
It was just like Sugar Hill, but it was Get the Cream. It's only right. It's only. The AZ came out with, I want to chill.
We already
went through that.
Right.
Yeah. You know, A, my nigga, love him. But the thing was, at that time, you know, that was supposed to have been a record that get me on. So Faith Newman was like, I'm going to get you a deal, Columbia. She was at Columbia at this time. You know, Faith Newman, for those that don't know, she signed Nas, Fugees, all that, you know. But
and I was her assistant A&R.
Yeah, he was her assistant A&R, you know what I mean? But the thing was, she believed in everything he brought to the table.
Yeah.
So she automatically believed in me. So now we I bet. We running. And then we hear AZ join. We like, all right, we got to regroup. So now, at the time of regrouping, it just so happened that Nori comes home at the time of regrouping, because now we like, all right, they took our hit record. What the fuck we gonna do from here?
This is real.
Yeah,
this is history. You can't never forget this.
This is our life. You know what I'm saying? But the real shit is, like, this shit, like, as much as I could be gangster, as much as I could shoot a nigga, I gotta give it up where credit is due, and I gotta give that man his flowers right now, because I would hate for something to happen to him, and I wish I could just sit here and be in the same presence and just elaborate the story with him here. Mm-hmm. Because I done said
I done said the story.
Salute, man.
I done said this story with Nori a million times.
Yeah.
When they asked us how we got on all that. But I never said that with the nigga who actually got us home in his face.
Mm.
Like, I remember everything. So that's the real thing is, when it's time to regroup, it's like, all right, where do we go from here? So I'm like, all right, bet. All right, Faith Newman still got belief in us, but then she get fucking fired from Columbia. So now we're like, oh, my God. Now our fucking backbone is shattered. Now we're like, all right. So just so happened at that time, Nori, because me and Nori went to the parole board together, But I got released because I was on my second parole board. Mm-hmm. He was on his first parole board.
So he got hit.
So I got released because I already got hit with 24. They had to release me on my second parole board. Mm-hmm. They hit him. So now he's coming home. So he comes home. So in all actuality, people think me and Nori was up north rhyming. We was best of rhymers. Nah, we didn't do none of that shit. I got niggas to attest for that. Aunt mm-hmm. Jemot. You know what I'm saying? I got motherfucking Mac Simon here. Mm-hmm. We was all up north together. We was teenagers, but we never rapped together. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know he could rap. Mm-hmm. I just knew, like, we was bullshitting, but we was playing. So when he came home, I'm like, yo, I'm trying to get this rap shit. He's like, word, me too. I'm like, what? Huh? So then I say, yo, Trash, I got a nigga. My man just came home, Trash, like, nah, we gonna concentrate on you. I'm like, nah, I'm not gonna do this without my nigga. My nigga, like, fuck it. If we gonna do it, we all gonna do it together. You know what I'm saying? Right. So now we like Trash, like, that's when we go to Queens Plaza. He meet Nori. See, I'm catching up now.
Yeah, now you got
you. We go to Queens Plaza. He meet Nori. He meet Nori. And then Trash, like, oh, this nigga and all that. So make a long story short, if I can, we go. And Trash, like, yo, fuck it. We time lapse between them. You know what I'm saying? We running around. Niggas is starving. We doing what we got to do to eat. Niggas hustling, whatever. So Trash, like, fuck that. We going to make this shit work. So Trash like, I'm a book power play. So we like, fuck it, what we gonna go to the studio for? We got Trash like, I got the beats and all that. So we go to the studio and we like, all right, what we gonna do? So now this is me and Nori, first time in the studio ever together as rappers. Fuck as real rappers, as fake rappers, because I don't know how good I can rap. Yeah. He don't know how good he can rap. It's
y'all
not like
it,
it's not like we niggas that been in the studio, like niggas that get this opportunity be in the studio. Then they get on.
The rub shit.
No, we went from 0 to 60 immediately. Trash like, go in. And we're like, what the fuck we gonna do? And we came out with a banging ass record. My team pushed keys through the Panama
Canal.
Busting our piss down, sipping on Cristal, finest women, designer women with a pill. It's all about keys in the half for me. You know what I'm saying? But that was our first record that we ever recorded. And the crazy shit, not for nothing, it never went nowhere, but it made the mixtape circuit and all that. But the crazy shit, this was like maybe 3 months ago. We seen Jada Kiss, right? And the nigga Jada walked up to me and Nora was like, my team pushed keys through the
Panama.
Fucked me
that's
up.
That's real.
Because that at that time, the locks was getting on. Mm-hmm. So they was paying attention to us, mm-hmm. and we was paying attention to them. So
not
to
cut
like,
you, it's important that you said not to cut you, right? Because this is a time when, like, Wu-Tang is banging.
Mm-hmm.
Mob is banging.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Nas is banging.
We got to fit in.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get in. And we know we gangster, though. That's the thing.
So I'm like, damn, I got to get in. I got to get these niggas in.
True.
Like, I got to get these niggas in. How the fuck am I going to do this shit? So, you know, I go to Nas, peace to Nas.
Esco,
what
up?
You know, at first, you know, he
didn't
jump on it.
Esco.
Yeah, Esco definitely didn't jump on it, because he know niggas that shooters. He definitely didn't jump on it.
For whatever reason, he didn't jump on it. Nah, I wanted him to get on. That was later, LA, but I felt like, yo, Nas is the marquee of the hood in terms of, like, the market. Like, so if Nas get on the joint, this shit is going to raise the equity in these niggas. You know what I'm saying? You know, he ain't get on it, which is funny. Like, I'll tell you that later. It's funny later, though, but.
Yo, Trash, let me tell you something.
Hold on. So, boom. I ain't trying to take it off. Shit. Like,
I'm fluffing
up. A lot of people don't know this shit. So, like, boom, now. I go to everybody in the hood.
Mm-hmm. And you like,
niggas want to fuck with it.
Like, yo,
I
was born,
but I ain't tell them that.
No.
Because like, that would discourage them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or they would have got on some bullshit with niggas.
Your people
and
don't
one of the press niggas. So I was like, you know what?
It's like, Jesus,
I ain't tell them how I went to certain dudes. And then, people were like, you know, it was years ago. We was kids. I ain't mad at Nas. He was like, nah, I can't really fuck with that. I fuck with you, but I can't really fuck with that. And I'm like, nah, son. Playing the shit. You know, whatever the spin. But nobody wanted to fuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
So now, boom, like, a beautiful thing happened. See, that's why, like, hip-hop is really beautiful, man. Because that shit is ours for the time being, like, if we don't let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Or or have, you know what I'm saying? They're fucking around and have another nigga telling your story 50 years from now. He won't even look like you.
For real.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, he'll be like, no disrespect to nobody. Like, I got love for all people that's real people, but he'll be like a Jewish nigga. Right. He won't even look like. Uh-huh. And they'll say that's Shingman.
Right.
I'm dead ass serious, like.
I had to laugh to that.
That's my biggest, like, I don't want nobody trying to write me out of history. That shit is offensive. I'll fight for that, son. Yo, you hear me? I'll fight for that, son.
Gross,
you can't write a nigga out of history based on what he earned. Mm-hmm. That nigga qualifies. But that's another aura, but it all coincides. So I'm looking at my niggas like, yo, you know what? These niggas is the truth. Like, they gotta get on.
Yeah.
But a beautiful thing happened. Back to my case in point. The Dog Pound dropped that record.
Beautiful thing. They dropped LA, New York, New York.
I want to say peace to Corrupt.
Nah, that's my nigga. Peace to Dallas.
I want to say peace to Snoop Dogg.
I
want to
say something for the people. I'm saying this right now because it's cold. It's confirmed. Me and Dash dropping an EP together. It's called Capone and Dillinger. Watch out.
Shout out.
West Coast.
You already West Coast know what it is. East Coast, yes. Baby.
Yeah. Mike, you don't get a verse on that motherfucker right there?
We confirm that. Shout out
gotta
to Dash.
Got to get a verse on that.
Listen,
right.
What up, fool? Listen, so what happens? So L.A. So L.A. comes out.
L.A. No, wait. First of all, I stepped to Fat Joe. Mm. Peace to Fat Joe. He declined to get on it.
Okay.
Shit be touchy, but it's just, you know, ain't shit. I'm just, you know, I stepped to G-Rap. Who else? G-Rap, Fat Joe. I stepped to Nas 2 on that.
So then you just said, fuck it, all right, let's go. We
out. You know how I looked at it? Yo, like, I'm like, yeah, Suge Knight, whatever these niggas. But I was like,
you
yo.
A Suge Knight nigga? You trying to Suge Knight me? I heard Suge Knight, nigga.
He didn't say that. He said.
Now fuck it, I said it.
I gotta add a little humor to the situation. He was dead serious.
Yo, but I'm saying everybody's scared of this nigga, but I'm like, yo, we don't got shit, my nigga.
Who you gave the record to, Trash? Who you gave the record to?
Who produced that track again?
LA?
Yeah.
The first track, me and Stretch did it. Stretch looped it for me.
Stretch looped it.
I was fucking with Stretch. Molly, I was talking about Barbito. And then, you know. The set, we need the remix because we couldn't get clearance on the first one.
Right.
So we can only release it as a bonus.
Thugged Out Thursday.
So now look, now we got this record, but how we gonna get it to radio? Who gonna play it?
Who was the first DJ to play that record?
Fat Man School.
Because you know so fucking much.
Fat Man School.
That's a fact.
Fat Man mm-hmm. fucking School.
You know, who made the record take off?
Stretch and Barbito. Mm-hmm. Who?
Who made the record take off?
Flex made the record take off. I'm not even gonna lie.
I think so.
I'm not even gonna lie. Flex didn't make the record take off. Flex made the record have wings, but Stretch and Barbito, let me tell you something.
They played it hard.
At the end of the day, when you get you gotta understand, motherfuckers forget about the fucking staple mark that Fat Man Scoop. Hold on. Fat Man Scoop broke your records back.
This
what
you telling me this?
No, I'm telling the people. I'm telling the people.
That's a good
thing. I'm telling the people.
That was fine.
I'm telling the people.
He's been working.
Like Fat Man Scoop.
He's been training.
Fat Man Scoop broke your fucking records back in the day.
We knew the stages.
That's why who he is to this day. I respect that nigga.
Listen, we respect everybody.
No, but listen, that nigga believed in Capone and Noriega. More than Capone Noriega then and believed in his fucking self.
Thugged Out Thursday.
Nobody got this
Hold on.
Whatever DJ blows it up.
Shout out to Nori.
So the DJ plays it, and guess what? Boom. What happened?
So now we got the number. That shit. I couldn't believe that shit.
Look.
That shit was number one on the countdown.
Wow.
I'm not going to hold you.
We went better on the beats.
Listen, that was first. But then it was on the countdown, number one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now look, prime time.
And look, what that got us after that? Unsigned Hype in the Sauce.
Unsigned. When I seen y'all Unsigned
Hype. That got us Unsigned Hype in the Sauce.
But I read that shit.
I ain't like that shit.
Why?
No, I ain't like that shit. Because they said, see, well, you ain't peeped the whole shit.
Mm.
In the end of the article, it said, They were quasi Mobb Deep. You remember my flipping over that shit? That.
You said they what?
They were quasi Mobb Deep.
What was that? Like,
quasi means a bootleg Mobb Deep.
What? Yeah. But we still got 4.5 mics in the song.
I don't give a fuck. I ain't like it.
Yo, Benzino, you said he was a quasi Mobb Deep, nigga.
So now what we do?
Benzino, that's my word. I'm going to call me a crab trap.
I ain't like that shit.
Nah, but you know what?
Fuck. Bro, this boring like that shit.
You know what?
So I was like, yo.
But you know what? Because half our, most of our fans, they didn't even understand Quasi either. I didn't understand that shit. I'm going to take it as they didn't understand it. Because they paid homage. So they didn't understand the Quasi.
Yeah, good, bad press, good press, whatever.
They didn't understand the Quasi.
You got to understand, like, I knew what it was. Like, I wanted motherfuckers to recognize life. I'm different, son. I don't give a listen, man. I don't give a fuck.
Nah,
man.
I definitely
niggas can't even find me to come on their show.
Nah,
I follow, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a fuck.
Listen,
I'm following
you on that.
Because it's passion
listen.
With me.
Nah,
like,
listen,
like,
yo, trash. Listen, let's get to this, man.
But I didn't know what Quasi means. They said this.
No, no, that's all. Listen, it's all.
Pull it up. Pull it up.
That's yo, Benzino, brother, you call me a Quasi?
These
nigga?
Guys live together. These guys are brothers. These guys Dave Mays, are my brothers. See you. This is 25 to Life. We got Tragedy Gaddafi. We got Capone in the building. My brother Mike Booth. And this is a dope story. Not just a storyline, but this is some good food for thought for those who are good fans of Capone, good fans of Tragedy.
Y'all never got this in no interview, nowhere.
Nobody. It's never happened.
First time, right
me,
here.
Me and
Norman
always
Thursday.
Talk about shit, but me and Trash never talked about shit. And honestly,
why didn't y'all talk about shit?
You know why? Because
what's going on in between it while we didn't get the story along 20 years ago?
Because we never had the reason why y'all didn't get this. Just me and Trash sitting down talking about it. Because at the end of the day, we both knew, we both grown, we both doing our careers and all that. But we never got a chance to sit down with an interviewer that just had me and him. You either had me, him, and Nori, you either had me and Nori, or you had me and Nori. Mm. It was never a fact, it was never a chance for the listeners, for the interviewers, for the bloggers, for anybody to get
that's
just me and Trash. Or for me, yeah. It was never an instance with me and Trash, or just Nori and Trash. It was never that. So right now, for this for me, is fucking great. Because at the end of the day, I get to build with my brother. Yeah. I get to build with my brothers. I get to build with y'all. But the people get to just see a whole different aspect of just getting me and Nori constantly talk about how we got on, how the jail shit. Because there's a whole other side of me and Nori.
Thugged Out Thursday.
Let me tell a story. Because I know Trash is going to get to this anyway. Yeah. I'm telling just to speed up time, right? One day, Trash like, I got an interview for us. It's with Vibe Magazine. It's with Sasha Jenkins, right? Sasha, shout out to Sasha. I remember back in the days, I don't know if you married now. Fuck it, I'm married, so we don't care. We all good. But we went to the strip club. Sasha Jenkins is like 6'3", and he had a chick. She was like 4'11 on him. Yo, that shit was mad funny. But make a long story short, if I can, we go in my crib. Sasha like, y'all I want to interview y'all doing real shit. We like, oh, word? Mind you, we fronting though. We like, we got guns, we got drugs, nigga, ain't no fake shit around here. So we put mad flour in the bag, make it look like a brick. But he don't know no better. He's just a fucking journalist. He's a journalist.
No, the guns was real.
No, listen, hold on. He just made the scene. He just made it look good.
I'm just talking about, hold on, I didn't get to that part yet. Hold on, come on there. You my brother, let me tell you this, because this was my fault.
Facts.
This is my fault. So now, it might have been yours.
No, it's your fault.
No, I think you busted
off.
Right, but look. So, right? So, we put all the flour in the Ziploc, make it look like we got a brick of coke. But the guns was real. I had a flip-up bed. I had a bed my mom's bought me. And you flip up the bed, and the bottom was storage. Had mad guns under there. So, I took one of the guns out. I'm like, yeah, nigga, this shit. Whatever we talking. This is the Vibe magazine. This the head editor of Vibe magazine. So we bring in the flour. He really think it's coke. He like, yo, this is cocaine. Trash go, what, nigga? He taste the shit, nigga. You want something, nigga? Like, no. He's shook, right? So now We like, I'm like, nigga, you want to see the guns, nigga? He like, yeah, let me see the guns. I'm like, yeah, nigga. BAM! Shit went off. Yo, everything in the room went quiet. Everything was silent. We like, oh, shit. I'm looking at the editor, nigga. This nigga about to fucking damn near jump out my room window. Yo. This nigga like,
this is vibe.
Yo, this is vibe magazine. But this got us a big ass.
Yo, them niggas, wait, but hold on. Tell us how they ran out the crib first.
No, no, look. So the nigga Sasha, he like, he looking, he like, nigga runs out the crib. Everybody, photographer, everybody runs out the crib. So now we looking, so now we all looking like, holy shit, what the fuck we shoot? So I look, the bullet went straight through my bed. Boom, I had a hole through my bed. So now we like, yo, but afterwards, we been doing and trash like, oh shit, this shit is crazy. We hype. Yeah. But in the back of our mind, we scared because we like, I hope these niggas don't go to the police. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? But make a long story short, trash goes outside, gasses them, they come back inside. But now they hype, like, oh shit, that was the craziest interview we ever did. Yo, my nigga, it went from getting an article to like a 2-page spread in Vibe magazine. It went from an article
You missing the part.
To a 2-page spread.
They had me on the cover.
What?
With my whole face, with the, I think that was stupid. Like, I ain't front, I was young, I was, I was thirsty. I was like, yo, son, I'm on the guns is on the bed, and I'm leaning on the over the guns. When I saw that shit, I was like, yo, take my face. Like, when it hit me, I was like, what the fuck you doing?
His phone was ready.
That's a suicide rhyme.
Thugged Out Thursday.
So you signed Capone and Noriega. How did that go about? Like, how did you approach that situation when it came to signing Capone and Noriega? Like, what really transpired there?
I think it was, you know, bottom line, it was a given.
Yeah.
Like, when, you know, this shit is like so, like.
No, I mean, just.
I'm going to elaborate quickly. Like, you know,
it's just
like, when you, like, they can see, like, what's going on.
Yeah.
They can see me, like, running up a flex.
Trash the canvas.
Man. Like, World is Born, See, yeah. I like getting the truth.
Yeah, that's I'm just asking because people want to look because you know sometimes
niggas would have signed anything.
Listen, no, of course, on the strength of love, but we trying to listen.
And that means a lot to me right there. Listen, you know, what about fight walking out? That shit means a lot, son.
Thugged Out Thursday.
The vibe is like the aura is good. You know how
your name is Aura Global.
You started Aura.
Yeah.
Let's get it. Let's not get it.
I was the forefront. It's from my hood.
I'm a man, son. When you when a man earns his, you give it to him. If you don't, you not a man. Yo, he started Aura. What I did was I ran with it. And then other dudes was like subsidiaries to that.
It's a lot of aura going around.
But I stand on my pivot. I be like, nah, that was my man. My man alley-ooped that. And I just, you know, I was the voice at that time. So I put it in the air.
Yeah.
Cause you know, certain niggas we was bringing around, they wasn't putting it in the air. Like I had the floor. Mm-hmm. You know, leader was still on the come up, you know what I'm saying? Everybody else wasn't fashion right. You know what I'm saying?
Believe it or not, I know you don't know this, but I used to play your CD to Capone in his truck. Capone had a Tahoe. I used to drive around with him. He had the out of town plate on it, right, Capone? And I used to be like, look, this is him. And he was like, yo, I liked him. Him and Dan Leezy, too. He was like, yo, I ain't gonna front them little niggas. It's nice. And Capone used to be like, but they young. I'm like, yo, they like Capone Noriega. I was the pins and leader. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Them niggas was fire. And these brothers right here, like, taught me the game, and that's how I started getting into the industry before I got around off or got to see Poppy again, you know what I'm saying? But Tragedy was the first dude to ever give me $10,000 cash. So I know, what I'm saying, like, stories I don't understand. He gave me $10,000. Boom, hold that, bing. That's word to everything
you know
I love.
Listen.
Trash gave me $10.
You know why? That nigga told me.
Yeah.
He said, yo, I need a spark. Look, what's wrong? Nigga might look at me like I'm stupid. But like, I look into the hearts of men, my nigga.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, he said, yo, I need a spark. So now I'm circulating with him. He's smart, though. Bing is smart.
Bing all the...
Bing know how to run a campaign.
I talk back. Nah, it's all love. And that's when I was like, the industry, I separate the real. And it was a lot of times where I went out with Capone, and Capone would be like, nigga, boom, 10 right here. And be like, I got everything. Don't worry about it. With no problem. We'd be like, yo, come on, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, might have the y'all on him. With no, I'm not lying to you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? But these my brothers, and I'm so happy to be involved. Because I've been involved since day one. Since 25 of life. Look, 25 of life with N-O-R-E. And what happened after that? When y'all went with that, and you said, all right, the next best record after L.A., what was the next big record that y'all said, come on, we going with this?
This is a real, you're going to hear different stories on this part right here. But basically, niggas jumped on a situation that I didn't want to jump on.
Right.
Like, I had a different, I'm going to keep it honest with you. Like,
come on, talk about it, man.
Like, you had a different direction.
Nah, you know what it was?
What happened?
I knew not to jump on the first
deal.
Throw out.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes people don't say that. They don't put it all out there. And then, you know, rest in peace and Combat Jack. That was our lawyer.
Yeah, right. Combat Jack.
Yo, where is going home?
Reggie says my nigga.
When I was in, I did a bit. After CNN album and all that.
Yeah.
I did four joints and I'm in Attica.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm locked up. I'm in C block. The nigga that killed John Lennon is locked up right next to me. And I get a letter from Reggie Osei. Only a few niggas wrote me. You know what I'm saying? And Reggie Osei was one of them. That's Combat Jack. Yo, brother, talking some... You know what? I love him for that. Rest in peace. I needed to feel that at the time.
Enlightened.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not even sleeping on the bed. I'm on the floor like, what the fuck am I doing back in here? I want to die, yo. I hate this shit.
Yeah.
I hate that shit, yo. But you know, like, Lake wrote me. You know what I'm saying? And Reggie wrote me. So now, boom, you know, I come home, and Reggie got me in Combat Jack. And I'm like, oh, shit, who's that? And he's like, yo, I don't even know nothing, son. And the 3 years I was gone, wrote this book. You know how I looked at it? I was like, all right, God, I think I'm doing this bit. I did 3 years and 10 months. I had a 4 flat. I was like, yo, you know what? Fuck it. I gotta do it. You know what I'm saying?
Get to the
but point. I was like, I'm gonna come home, I'm gonna snatch a good 75 up just off the name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But in that 3 years and 10 months, that was the exact time where the game flipped.
Yeah.
And when I came home, I was terrified. That's not even funny, man. Yeah, like, I was looking at niggas like, yo, what are you wearing? Like,
and yo,
what the fuck is that nigga doing?
I know one thing, Tragedy. You knew how to get to them budgets because, yo, one time this nigga had the stretch limo. We had the stretch limo for like 3 weeks, my nigga. That nigga, the stretch limo wasn't in QB. That shit was on the block. Listen to me.
You kept that
somebody got to get, I mean, that shit had to get paid, my nigga. Yo, son.
Yo,
that nigga Gaddafi had yo 20.
That makes that fun, too. That makes it get
Yo, I'm gonna be honest with you, man.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
I seen the nigga. I said, "Yo, you didn't go home." He said, "No, he just told me to stay here and wait for you. When you guys are ready, we rocking and rolling." I was like a Hummer, homie, not a little Hummer, homie. The long shit.
I said, yo, go way over here for my man.
Yeah, that shit.
Don't leave.
Man,
that nigga was out there for a day.
Tragedy. Yo, tragedy.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie, back in the day, car service at the lake. Yo, I remember when we first came around, niggas like, yo, car service gonna bring you back up time. I'm like, what?
Oh, my nigga, that's just sexy.
I said, they gonna stay with us?
They gonna wait?
Yeah, they gonna wait too?
For real? Yo. I said, all I know about is OJ. Let me and in a regular cab. I don't know what car service is.
You don't know about no vouchers and shit.
Let me tell you the foulest shit about car service when I signed the Def Jam. And motherfucker, we take a car service like a motherfucker.
Valley.
No.
Well, you got to pay that.
And Kevin Lyles owned the car service.
He owned it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And you signed us.
That's real nice.
So we're spending our budget on you.
It's called cross collateralization.
That's what it's
called. Yo, I'm Nori looking at me because we had three different deals. We had a CNN budget, we had a Nori budget.
Separate budget. We had two solo budgets.
So you was involved with what budget was you involved with?
I was involved with the first album.
How much you owe Kevin Lyles? I'm like $20,000. Nori like, oh, that nigga $30,000. He's like, yo, we gotta get Chris Lighty to write this shit on. Yo, Chris Lighty?
Yeah.
He come back like, yo, y'all gotta do this.
You know how crazy that is? The old price car service.
To the nigga that signed you.
He capitalized.
That's the business, though.
Now, fuck this.
He capitalized back in the day.
To the nigga that signed you.
Straight capitalized.
Him, yo.
You know, but it didn't take me to after I owe the money.
Shit,
Kevin Lyles like, oh, you got to tell Maria to make sure she cut the check. I'm like, for what? No,
yo, listen, I know niggas that went over budget fucking with car service.
I know Jay-Z and Reese went over budget. They was writing that shit off for them niggas.
Them niggas never even
writing off us.
Car service took everybody budget in the 2000s.
Thugged Out Thursdays.
Dope stories, man.
Yo,
Capone.
It's been a good time. I want to thank Capone and Trash. And we definitely need part two. We need part two of Capone and Trash.
This shit got to be sessions.
Definitely sessions, but we need the next session soon.
Yo,
Tragedy. My brother, I want to thank you for coming out.
I gotta boost up the stacks. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday. I be selling drugs at my workplace. I put on a show like a church day. Chain bing and mic boop with the wordplay. I teed up like my birthday. Come fuck with the thug on a Thursday. Nigga, we gangin', whole lot of entertainment. Bottles on ice, I got dope in the paper. Love all around and on top of it. Fuck with the show, cause you know it's the truth. I be with Chin Bing and I fuck with my boots. Hop in the coupe, so poppin', I'm droppin' the roof. You gotta relax, you could hop in it too. I'm smokin' the glue, but listen, how can you suspend my shoes? Yo, y'all 2 minutes, this hip-hop news. Thug on Thursday, gonna run up the views. Trap, I'm a trap. I gotta boost up the stacks. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday. I be selling drugs at my workplace. I put on a show like a church day. Chain bing and mic poop with the wordplay. I teed up like my birthday. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday.